The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People getting in touch about RTE pulling out of the Eurovision, they say, if indeed Israel participate. I'll get back to more of those texts in a moment. But on a similar note now, I want to talk to Liam Cunningham, the activist and actor, about the flotilla that is on its way to Gaza. We have been chatting to Tadhg Hickey over the last few days about their progress. Liam, I know you're a huge supporter of this and saw them off as well in Barcelona. Why is this an important mission in your view?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. And first of all, if you ask everybody involved, they don't want to be doing it. And it is a symbol, they say this ourselves and themselves, a symbol of failure that a bunch of activists have to get a hold of these boats and try and deliver humanitarian aid and try and break a medieval siege. Because what the flotilla is doing the work that's required under international law, which is intervene in a genocide.
Do you worry for the people on the flotilla?
I would. Of course, I do, and I'm worried more because I'm not on it. And I mean, the reason I'm speaking to you from Dublin is because I have a. I have 300 people with pointing a camera at an empty chair if I go on the flotilla, and I won't be able to do any acting from a gulag in Israel. So and I can't let the people down that I've been contracted to and have been collaborating with for the last 3 years on this. So I'm a bit miffed that I couldn't accompany these wonderful group of people that are trying to do something for their fellow human beings.
Yeah, and one suspects, I mean, whether this is successful or not, and the hope, obviously, I think of most people who are watching this unfold on their television screens, is that it is helpful. And to remind people, this is about kind of getting things like baby formula to starving babies. That's what we're talking about, whatever your view of the politics, baby formula to starving babies. So we hope it's a success. Go on, sorry, Liam.
It's not just that. I mean, there's baby formula, there is medical equipment, there's antibiotics, yeah. there's prosthetic. I remember from when we left Sicily, there was a prosthetic baby's arm in one of the... So, I mean, this is what we're talking about. You can leave the politics, leave the religion, leave the geography aside. This is how we accept one group of people behaving towards another group of people.
If it's successful, there'll absolutely be more boats in their wake, getting more and more humanitarian aid in. If it's unsuccessful, I suspect there will still be more boats in their wake because this isn't the first iteration. Would you hope to be on a future flotilla?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to remember, this thing is getting bigger. I mean, the tide is turning. I mean, even where I'm employed from, I suppose, as they use the very loose term, Hollywood. I mean, if you look at it last week, the movie that in Venice won the second biggest prize, the Hind Rajab, and people said Hollywood is very Israel-leaning. They had five new executive producers on that film. Brad Pitt, Joaquin Phoenix, Alfonso Cuarón, a director I worked with, Rooney Mara and Jonathan Glazer. So, I mean, there's some very big hitters who are getting on board with this, and it is seen now as a humanitarian disaster, or as we like to call it, a genocide. And to use that word, I do not use it loosely. And I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but in The Hague on September the 1st, the world's biggest academic association of genocide scholars, they passed a resolution saying that all legal criteria have been met to establish Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza. So we do not have to put quotation marks around the word in the press anymore. It is officially recognised by experts in the field as a genocide.
So, you mentioned, say, what happened there in Venice as well. And the other news from your industry, as it were, the last week is this pledge to boycott Israeli film institutions. The group, who are they? The Film Workers for Palestine. And you're talking about pretty high-profile people. Emma Stone, Ayo Dabiri, so really, A-list.
Olivia Colman, a lot of big hitters. And there's already, when I signed on, there was like 1,300. There were still a lot of people. And the last time I looked, it's gone up to nearly 4,000 now.
Wow. So, you take that into account alongside the other story we were talking about today about, you know, participation in Eurovision. And I know, listen, you know, we were chatting to Steve Wall, and even Steve acknowledged it seems mad to be talking about, you know, a singing contest in the context of genocide. But still, as evidence, as you say, of the tide turning, you know, are you encouraged by all of this?
Well, the easy phrase to use is too little, too late, but it isn't. Anybody now, and I would urge all of your listeners who are looking at this, and to a man or woman, they will be saying, isn't it awful? It is time to speak up, because the more people that speak up, the more will get done by the people we pay to represent us, the politicians and the EU. I mean, even von der Leyen, who's been a staunch supporter, has come out quite heavily for the EU to say they're going to suspend the trade agreement with Israel. That should have happened a year and a half ago. And this sort of stuff, it's going to be people power that pushes this, because they're under intense pressure from the US and the various allies to Israel. But it's got to be the people, because the politicians are too cowardly or too weak.
Liam, listen, stay well, and we'll talk to you again soon, I hope. Liam Cunningham, activist and author, big supporter of that flotilla. Saw them off in Barcelona. They left Tunis as well yesterday, and we've been in touch with Ty Kiki, who's on one of the ships, and we will be in touch, I'm sure, as well over the coming days again with Ty.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.